The way we deliver news has changed dramatically, but it seems that radio is managing to overcome the challenges and to adapt to new information age. And it is still important and relevant, at least in the many countries to which RFE is currently broadcasting.
I think, speaking of all the media, the mass media, and that means print and radio and television, and all the digital media which are arising. The one thing about radio is that because you cannot see it, if you have the power of hearing and you can listen to the radio, it becomes a mass medium of the imagination. You can be in your car, you can be sitting at home, you can even be reading a book with the radio next to you. It can have the symphony on, or an opera, or it can be news. You can be reading and listening at the same time, and it becomes very companionable. It gets to be very individual and intimate with each listener, even as it's being broadcast to potentially millions of listeners at the same moment. That, to me, is one of the astonishing powers of radio that the other mass media actually don't have, because it allows you to do other things in your life at the same time. Television is stunning. It's enormously powerful. The visuals in video can be, you know, it can be overwhelming. And it's, of course, fascinating to be a spectator at something. But radio, because you cannot see it, plays in your mind in a different way, and the voices become very close to you, almost in a way that television does not. I think of radio as a very warm medium, and television is a very hot, almost harsh medium. And of course, reading is wonderful, but you can't drive your car and read. That's not that it's very hard to do, and do it safely. So radio has a freeing capacity, allows your mind to roam free while you're doing other things. So I think it's enormously important.
You come from a family of radio producers. So did it influence your choice of career?
Well, one of my grandfathers was a newspaper editor in the Midwest of the United States in the roaring 20s, as it's called in the States, a time of bootleggers and flapper dancers and so forth. So it was a very romantic time. And he had dozens of stories which he used to tell to his grandchildren. And I became fascinated by that. My parents were writers and producers, so the typewriters, that's a machine that fewer of us know anymore. But the typewriters in the house where I was raised, my parents were writing all the time. So the typewriters were running all the time. And they were writing scripts. And they were writing ideas for shows. And I just found it fascinating. So I got into journalism because I thought, well, that's about a typewriter. And I know what to do with a typewriter. I learned how to type very early in my life. And so it felt very natural for me to use this machine and use people's stories to tell it to other people. In the end, as human beings, we have two enormous capacities, amongst many enormous capacities, but two that are very astonishing to me. One is to witness something that happens outside me, and I can either see it or hear it or feel it. I can use all my senses. I can taste it. I've witnessed something. That's the first thing. So it's an experience. The second thing is to bear witness, to show it, tell it, explain it, touch it with somebody else. That's our social being. We want to share the experience. Radio, journalism, they're all part of that fundamental, both the drive that we have, and I think they're enormously important to us all. So that's what drew me to radio and to journalism.